Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 2025, and in this first episode for the year, I'm sharing 10 wishes for pregnancy, birth, and maternal health that are inspired by metta meditation. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is episode number 288. Whether it is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so grateful that you are spending some time with me today. Today, we're going to explore a unique approach to reflecting on pregnancy, birth, and maternal health. We are going to dive into the beautiful concept of metta meditation, also known as loving kindness meditation, and we're going to use it to create 10 meaningful wishes for pregnancy, birth, and maternal health. I learned about metta meditation from Aditi Shah. She is a meditation, yoga, and Pilates instructor with Peloton. I've done probably 100 of her classes at this point. So let me take a moment and explain to you what metta meditation is. So metta is a Pali word that translates to loving kindness. And this practice has its roots in Buddhist traditions, but it's something anyone, regardless of spiritual or religious beliefs, can embrace. At its core, metta meditation is about cultivating goodwill, compassion, and love, first towards yourself, and then expanding that kindness to others. It usually involves repeating simple phrases like, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, may I live with ease. And then as you repeat these words, you visualize yourself experiencing these blessings, and then you extend the wishes outward to loved ones, acquaintances, even to those you find challenging. And then finally, you send these wishes to all beings everywhere. So today in this episode, I'm adapting this concept to focus on pregnancy, birth, and maternal health. And together, we're going to reflect on 10 loving kindness wishes that I hope will inspire a better, safer, and more equitable world for mothers, babies, and families. Now, as we move through each wish, I invite you to approach it with an open heart. Think of these wishes for yourself, for someone you know, or for the collective experience of all mothers and families. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop right into it with our first wish, which is this. May all pregnant women and people feel safe and supported. Pregnancy is an incredibly vulnerable time. It's a period of immense change physically, emotionally, mentally. We know that safety and support are truly foundational needs during the pregnancy and birth journey. When you feel safe, you can trust your body and you can also trust the people caring for you. And when you feel supported, you know you're not alone. You know that there are people there who are ready to help you when needed. Unfortunately, we know that not every pregnant woman feels safe or feels supported. too many pregnant women or people have unsupportive care teams or even unsafe personal situations. So this first wish is a hope that every woman or person who is carrying life feels surrounded by care, compassion, and protection. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture yourself surrounded by safety and care. Imagine the people and the systems in your life working together to hold you up, protect you, and cheer you on. Then imagine a world where this is true for everyone. Together, let's hold this vision in our hearts. May you feel safe and supported. May all pregnant women and people feel safe and supported. Okay, let's move on to wish number two. Our next wish is this. May all mothers have access to respectful and compassionate care. The way you're treated during pregnancy and birth matters deeply. It is not just about the medical care you receive. Of course, that's important, but it is also about feeling seen, feeling heard, and feeling valued. Respectful care means that your voice is listened to, your choices are honored, and you're treated with dignity. And compassionate care means that the people supporting you truly care about you as a person and not just as a patient. Now, we know that unfortunately, not everyone receives this kind of care. Too often, women and birthing people face care that feels dismissive, it's rushed, or it's even disrespectful. So this second wish is a hope that every mother, everywhere, experiences kindness and respect throughout their pregnancy and birth journey. So take a moment now, pause. Take a deep breath. Picture yourself surrounded by people who listen to you, respect your choices, and care for you with kindness. Imagine a world where this is true for every mother. So together, let's hold this vision in our hearts. May you have access to respectful and compassionate care. May all mothers have access to respectful and compassionate care. Okay, wish number three. Wish number three is this. May all families have access to the resources that they need. Having a baby and raising a child, it truly does take a village. And that village includes resources like, of course, good health care. It also includes those foundational things like housing, food, also emotional support. Having all of these things in place can really help families feel secure, can help you feel like you're able to thrive. We know that, unfortunately, many families don't always have the resources that they need. There may be barriers like financial stress. There may be systemic inequities that make access to good care difficult. There may be a lack of community support that can make the pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey a bit harder. So this third wish is a hope for a world where every family, including yours, has what they need to grow, to heal, and to flourish. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture yourself and your family having everything you need, from practical support to emotional care. Imagine a world where this is true for all families. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May you have access to the resources you need. May all families have access to the resources they need. All right, next wish is this. May all parents feel empowered in their decisions. We know that the journey of pregnancy and motherhood, parenthood, comes with many choices. Some of those choices are small, and some of those choices are really big. This can be choices from things like what you want for your birth experience to how you want to care for your child. All of these decisions are deeply personal. And feeling empowered means that you have the knowledge, the support, and the confidence to make choices that are best and right for you and your baby. And you are the one who decides what's best and decides what's right. For many, unfortunately, this empowerment is taken away or they don't have access to it, whether it's because there's a lack of information, whether there is dismissive care. So this wish is a hope that you and every parent feel supported in making decisions that honor your unique needs and your unique values. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath with me. Picture yourself making choices with clarity and confidence, knowing that you have the information and support that you need. Imagine a world where this is true for all parents. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May you feel empowered in your decisions. May all parents feel empowered in their decisions. Okay, our next wish is this, wish number 5. We're just about halfway through. May all bodies heal with care and patience after birth. Listen, birth is truly transformative. It leaves an imprint on your body that lasts forever. Healing takes time. Healing takes care. Everybody's journey is going to be unique. Rest, nourishment, compassion are all essential elements to recovering, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally from giving birth. Yet we know that many women feel rushed to bounce back or snap back. I say F the snap back around here. Or people face a lack of postpartum support. So this wish number 5, is a hope that you and all women, all birthing people, are given the time and care you need to heal fully and completely and step into that new person that you are after the transformative experience of birth. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture your body healing at its own pace, surrounded by support, surrounded by love. Imagine a world where this is true for everyone. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May your body heal with care and patience after birth. May all bodies heal with care and patience after birth. Okay, wish number 6 is this. May we eliminate disparities in maternal and infant health. We know the reality is that not all mothers and babies receive the same quality of care. Disparities in maternal and infant health, particularly those affecting Black mothers and babies, are stark and they are unacceptable. These inequities stem from systemic racism, from bias, from a lack of access to quality care. So this wish is a call to action for a world where every mother and every baby, regardless of race, income, location, has the opportunity for health and well-being. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture a world where maternal and infant health outcomes are equal for everyone. Imagine a future where no one is left behind. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May we eliminate disparities in maternal and infant health. Okay, wish number 7, our next wish is this. May everyone feel joy and connection in their pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey. Pregnancy, birth, parenting, it is truly full of challenges, but there's also tons of opportunities for joy, tons of opportunities for connection. And feeling that joy, feeling that connection to your baby, to your body, to your partner, to your loved ones, that can bring moments of pure happiness, even when there are difficult times. So this wish is a reminder to look for those moments of joy, to look for those moments of connection. This wish is also a hope that those moments of joy and connection come easily for you. So let's take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture yourself receiving joy. Picture yourself feeling connected. Picture yourself experiencing those beautiful moments that make the journey of pregnancy, birth, and motherhood so incredibly special. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May you feel joy and connection in your pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey. May all mothers feel joy and connection in their pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey. Okay, our next wish, wish number 8. May all birth workers be valued and supported. Doctors, midwives, doulas, nurses, lactation consultants, other birth workers, we all play a crucial role in helping women and birthing people have a great pregnancy and birth experience. We are there for the most transformative moments of life. We offer guidance, we offer care, we offer our expertise. It is unfortunately, however, becoming increasingly common that birth workers face burnout, face underappreciation, and systemic challenges in the way our healthcare system is in the US that make it hard for us to provide the care that we want to give. So this wish is a hope that all of us in this birth space, all birth workers, are valued, respected, and supported so that we can continue our vital work with the energy and compassion that it requires. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath with me. Picture the people caring for you, feeling fulfilled, appreciated, and empowered to give their very best. Imagine a world where this is true for every person working in the birth space. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May all birth workers be valued and supported. All right, wish number 9. Our next wish is this. May the mental health of all parents be prioritized. Parenthood is a truly profound experience, filled with joy, filled with happiness, but it's also one that can bring some emotional and mental challenges. That's just the honest reality of it. We know that perinatal mood concerns during pregnancy and postpartum, like depression or anxiety, we know these things are common. And we're doing better about recognizing these. We're doing better about talking about these things. We're doing better about getting people the help that they need, but there is still work to be done. So this wish is a hope that you and all mothers, all parents, feel supported mentally and emotionally. It is a reminder that your mental health matters and that seeking help when you need it is a sign of strength. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath. Picture yourself feeling emotionally supported with access to the care and understanding that you deserve. Imagine a world where mental health is a priority for everyone. So together, let's hold this vision in our hearts. May your mental health be prioritized. May the mental health of all mothers and parents be prioritized. Okay, and my final wish, wish number 10 is this. May knowledge and education about pregnancy and birth be accessible to everyone. Understanding what's happening in your body and knowing your options can honestly, truly transform your pregnancy and birth experience. And I don't mean just having information. I mean having knowledge. And what knowledge is, it's having that information synthesized in a way that helps you be most empowered and prepared and less afraid about giving birth. But not everyone is getting this kind of knowledge, whether it's misinformation on social media or not knowing where to look for information or just overwhelming amounts of information and not knowing how to sort through it all. All of those things can make it harder to get the knowledge that you need. So this wish is a hope that you and every parent have access to evidence-based education that helps you make the best decisions for yourself and for your baby. So take a moment now, pause, take a deep breath with me. Picture yourself feeling informed, confident, and capable going into your birth. Imagine a world where this is true for all mothers and all parents. So together, let us hold this vision in our hearts. May you have access to the knowledge you need. May knowledge about pregnancy and birth be accessible to everyone. Okay, so just to recap what those 10 wishes for maternal health and pregnancy and birth are. May you feel safe and supported. May all pregnant women feel safe and supported. May you have access to respectful and compassionate care. May all mothers have access to respectful and compassionate care. May you have access to the resources you need. May all families have access to the resources they need. May you feel empowered in your decisions. May all parents feel empowered in their decisions. May your body heal with care and patience after birth. May all bodies heal with care and patience after birth. May we eliminate disparities in maternal and infant health. May you feel joy and connection in your pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey. May everyone feel joy and connection in their pregnancy, birth, and motherhood journey. May all birth workers be valued and supported. May your mental health be prioritized. May the mental health of all mothers and parents be prioritized. And may knowledge and education about pregnancy and birth be accessible to you. May knowledge and education about pregnancy and birth be accessible to everyone. So that is it for the 10 wishes for pregnancy, birth, and maternal health. I want to thank you for joining me today. These 10 wishes are not just words. They are truly heartfelt hopes for you, for mothers and families everywhere, and for the people and systems that support us all in this pregnancy and birth space. I encourage you to carry these wishes with you, whether as an affirmation, a reminder, or simply a moment to pause during your day. Maybe one of these wishes stood out for you, something you feel like you need to focus on right now. Or maybe there's a wish that you really want to hold on to for someone else, a friend, a partner, even a stranger who's navigating their own pregnancy, birth, or motherhood journey. If today's episode resonated with you, I want to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to reach out to me. Let me know which wish resonated with you the most. My DMs are open on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins, or you can reach out to me through my website at drnicolerankins.com. And if you know someone who could use a little extra hope and kindness today, share this episode with them. It's a simple way to spread some positivity and encouragement to start off 2025 or any time of the year if you're listening to this at a later time. And then one last thing before I go. I want to let you know that there's some exciting changes coming to the podcast. I'll be sharing more soon, but make sure that you are subscribed so you do not miss a thing. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.